Moses is reluctant. But in his distress and fear, the servant of God now pleaded as an excuse a lack of ready speech, "O my Lord, I am not eloquent. I am slow of speech, and of a slow tongue." He had been so long away from the Egyptians that he had not so ready use of their language as when he was among them. Moses entreated that a more competent person be selected. But after the Lord had promised to remove all difficulties and give him final success, any further complaining of his unfitness showed distrust of God. It implied a fear that God was unable to qualify him or that he had made a mistake in the selection of the man. Aaron, his elder brother, having been in daily use of the language of the Egyptians, was able to speak it perfectly. He was told that Aaron was coming to meet him. The next words from the Lord were an unqualified command. "Thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs." He could make no further resistance, for all ground for excuse was removed. Having once accepted the work, Moses entered upon it with his whole heart, putting all his trust in the Lord. God blessed his ready obedience, and he became eloquent, hopeful, self-possessed, and well-fitted for the greatest work ever given to man. A man will gain power and efficiency as he accepts the responsibilities that God places upon him. However humble his position or limited his ability, that man will attain true greatness who seeks to perform his work with fidelity. The fact that a man feels his weakness is at least some evidence that he realizes the magnitude of the work appointed him. He will make God his counselor and his strength. A secret dread of Pharaoh and the Egyptians, whose anger had been kindled against him 40 years before, had rendered Moses reluctant to return to Egypt. But after he had set out to obey the divine command, the Lord revealed to him that his enemies were dead. On the way from Midian, an angel appeared to Moses in a threatening manner, as if he would destroy him. No explanation was given, but Moses remembered that he had disregarded one of God's requirements. He had neglected to perform the rite of circumcision upon their youngest son. Such a neglect on the part of Israel's chosen leader could not but lessen the force of the divine precepts upon the people. Zipporah, fearing that her husband would be slain, performed the rite herself, and the angel then permitted Moses to pursue his journey. His life could be preserved only through the protection of holy angels. But while living in neglect of a known duty, he would not be secure, for he could not be shielded by the angels of God. In the time of trouble just before the coming of Christ, the righteous will be preserved through the ministrations of angels, but there will be no security for the transgressor of God's law. Angels cannot protect those who are disregarding one of the divine precepts.